And I understand you raced at Cedarburg State State Fair Park, Hales Corners, and Beaver Dam. Did you ever have to change your style of driving when you changed from track to track?
Not too much, no. Them were mostly dirt tracks, but okay. Later on I ran asphalt too, so.
Was there a different setups involved in the changing of tracks during the week?
On what?
On the car. Did you have to do different setups on the car between tracks?
Oh, yeah. But it was all, everything what we had and built was adjustable. I used like a left-hand torque, centrifugal force. You know what that is? Mm-hmm. Now, you see guys now, they go, they like the sprint cars, they have a wing on them. And if you notice that one side of that wing is higher than the other, and it's not, and they don't put the high side on this side of the wing, because when they hit the corner, the centrifugal force, you're bucking the wind. It isn't windy. It's just that you're bucking the air. So as you go into the corner like this, it tips the car to the left because that arm is up in the air, and that puts more weight on the left rear. So because the centrifugal force takes it off, and that's how you get traction to go off of the corner. Stuff like all that stuff you learn and. That's going ding, ding, ding all while you're out there driving. You know, so.
According to the to this book we have here, you went to 37 different tracks and won at all of them but two.
Yep.
Which track was the most fun for you that you raced at?
Oh, I had, Sun Prairie was a good track. Mm-hmm. Cedarburg was another very good track. And I had very good luck at State Fair Park. Milwaukee, quarter mile. I had a chance to run on the mile once, and I got barred out of AAA about a week before I got a chance to run there, so I never did get a chance to run on the mile.
Which track was the most difficult for you?
I never really had a lot of difficulty at any track other than getting wrecked. So. I had guys that would. I raced at Oshkosh on a quarter mile, and there were four brothers up there, the Clark brothers. And it took me about 3 weeks to find out that these guys, they knew that I would come up there and I'd win. So, and I didn't know who they were, you know. So, and I'd get up to one of them, and he'd clip me in and spin me out or something, you know. So, once I found out who they were, then I had to return the favor, so the only way I got rid of them was to put them out of the race. And pretty soon, they were all four no longer came back there. Well, then I was winning pretty regular. So,
were there any penalties by race officials at all?
The what?
Penalties. What kind of penalties did you have that the tracks would put penalties on you for doing stuff like?
Not really. No. No. No, they would give you the black flag if there was something that they saw that was illegal. Yeah, they would give you the black flag. But if somebody clipped you and spun you out, if you took it out on him, then if you could catch him after that and took it out on him, most of the time you let it ride at that. So you've settled your own wars. So.
Which two tracks did you not win at?
The what?
Which two tracks did you not win at?
Oh, God. One was Oakfield. I got wrecked before I ever got one lap in. I started the race, and there were two guys. I started in the back, and I passed everybody except Kenny Talugan and Al Feller. Now, they were up. They were after. One was after the other. And they went up. The track was, like, flat here, and there was a cut in the bank like this. And Feller knew that Talugan was after him, so he went up the bank over here. And Talugan was behind him with a Hudson with a Hornet motor in it. And when he got out too close to the edge, the bank broke off, and down he coming. I was coming through to go by them both. And he nailed me in the front end, put me out of the race. Well, I never got a chance to win. Mm-hmm. And then I went on one of the tracks. Horlick Field in Racine County. Same thing there. I hit the wall before I got to finish the heat race. I was leading the race. I just got into the lead, and my right front tie rod end broke. And I hit the wall, and then the wall was made out of planks, and it was full of dirt behind them. And my bumper, which was a tube made out of a drive shaft, stuck into the wood, and boom, and I sprained my ankle stepping on the brake, and they hauled me to the hospital. Well, we got halfway there, and I made them take me back, but that was the night's racing. Every night was a circus.
And we saw that you were at Waukegan, but not as much. Was there a reason why you didn't go there? Was it because of timing? Was it on nights that...
Waukegan?
Yeah.
Waukegan ran the same night as Slinger. And I got into an argument with Mr. Erickson. not Mr. Erickson. Mr. Hader at the track. Anyhow, I was running Slinger. And Waukegan was a southern circuit, so there was a lot of the guys went down there to get away from us guys that were winning all the time. So anyhow, at Slinger, they started another group of cars, which they called the Sportsmen. And these guys come in there, and we were pretty well organized, the Modifieds. We parked on the Highway 41 side of the pits, facing this way, and these guys come in there and they park right in front of us. Well, now qualifying on a dirt track, moisture content of the pit decides how fast you're going to go on the track. If it's dry, you can't get no traction, see? So when you wanted to go out to qualify, there'd be some guy parked in front of you, and he'd be down at the beer stand or somewhere. Well, you couldn't get out. So I went to Mr. Hader, and I said if he could make order in the pits. I said, told him what these guys were doing. Well, Mr. Hader was kind of... He said, if you don't like it here, he said, leave. That's what he told me. The next Sunday night, I went to Waukegan. And I went down there, I think I ran nine times, and I won 8 features down there. Nice. But then by that time, the season was over. Okay. And then, of course, we were neighbors out at the Speedway Court at Slinger. Mm-hmm. He lived in the first house, and I lived in the second house. Then he came over and wanted me to come back, so I did. The next year, I went back. But that was my Waukegan trip.
When you said you hit the wall and the tubing stuck into the planks, and you said you sprained your ankles and went to the hospital, how many broken bones have you ever broken during your racing career?
A few.
A few?
Yeah, I hit the wall head-on at Wide Open at the Fair Park.
That was probably the worst.
I was qualifying, and I coming up the straightaway past the flagman. I got past the flagman, and my throttle was stuck. And when you're when you're going at full throttle, and your car is bent so tight to the track, without backing off, you can't even steer it. It'll go right straight ahead. When I knew my throttle was stuck, I was probably, I would say, less than 50 feet from the corner. So I reached for the switch to shut the engine off, and at that same time I hit the wall head on, and well, the front axle and everything stayed there, and I went up in the air over the, there was a double guardrail like you have along the highway. Two of those steel things high, that was the outside fence at the fair park. I hit that, and then it jumped up, and there was the track grader was sitting there. I went over the top of that, and when I come down with the car, beyond that, it hit the ground like this with no front axle or anything, and then I went end over end, and when I hit the wall, I broke the bones on the top of my hand, and the frame bent up, and the engine came up like this and was sticking through the screen in the front. I hit it with my cheekbone, broke my cheekbone, and I broke a few ribs. Well, I went to the hospital, and before the races was over, I was back. And that was it. So I was out for 6 weeks. That cost me. I was leading all the tracks and points at the time, but cost me the championship that year. So.
Wow.